Hey, Depp, it's me. Listen, I know you're probably out in the garden tending to your azaleas, but, you know, if you are there, could you pick up? Depp? Depp, it's me, Scott. Could you pick up? Depp, it's your loving husband. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know, okay? There was some talk this morning from Brian about having his little friends come over. I want you to make sure it's clear that they're downstairs, okay? They're not upstairs causing a ruckus, okay? They're down there. I got them the beanbag chairs. I got them the Super Nintendo, okay, with the Star Fox game he wanted. Or whatever the fuck it is with the guy with the little ears, the animal. What is it, Disney? I don't know. He's flying a ship. Dup. All right, so they're downstairs with the toys. I got them, okay? I got the Bop It, whatever. And they're not upstairs because I'm going to be sitting in my lounge when I get off, okay? I had a rough day at work. They're riding my ass here, Deb. I'm trying to make money for you and the kids. All right, so when I get home, I want to relax. There's a new episode of Tiddlywinks with Strangers coming on. I'm going to be listening to that, okay? Can we have pot roast for dinner? In the crock pot? I love you dearly. Bye.
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world. And you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks. You find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with strangers. Ah, ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Wings. Get out!
Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Party people!
Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. As it is all the fucking time, I'm your host, Jason Herb.
It's your fucking Taco Thursday slash fucking Friday Wings, okay? It's a mishmash!
Whatever. You're getting your wings, okay? You got your what is it, oh man, having some brain farts, Wings. Manic Monday, that's what it is. You got your Manic Monday cast, okay? And you're getting your Taco Thursday slash fucking Friday cast. So, be grateful. That's two wings in 1 week. That takes a lot out of you, child. Now, the Manic Monday was a little bit stripped down, okay? I gave McGonagall the night off because, you know, I wasn't planning on doing it. But in case you couldn't tell, you know, from the first, like, 5 minutes of this Winks, you know, he's back. And, he brought his bells and whistles with him. And so did we. On the Winks. Gonna be a good hit! Well, The Winks, there's a Winks that wouldn't be complete without Winks' best friend, Winks' Uncle Mark, Winks' co-host, grumpy as the day is long, one hell of a good guy, also known as Taco. Now, each week, you know, I try to get a creative condor intro for him. There's not a lot, listen, McGonagall will tell you, Winks knows. There's not a lot of condor things out there. So this fucking Friday slash Taco Thursday, I'm going to try a little something different, okay? His intro is going to be more like a wrestler's intro, okay? It's just a song. But unless you're Native American or something, you're not going to know the song, okay? It's the song is the Song of the Le Condor. The Song of the Condor. And it's from the anthology of Central and South American Indian music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Winks. The Condor. Welcome back to the Winks, Kev. Do you like your song?
I love it.
Whatever.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of for nothing.
Actually, it's got a really good beat to it. I'm not going to lie.
It's a hot song. I just wish they were like, the condor, he spread his wings, he fucking flies. All right, I'll make the song then. Right, I'll sing over it next time.
We'll do that. Yeah, next week we'll have lyrics.
All right. Fair enough. I got to nail down a hot intro for you. Or I could just keep changing it all the time.
I was going to say, I like having, like...
But like I said, there's not a lot of condors.
We had a little kid yelling it. We had, like, Stephen Hawking the one week.
Right.
It's all good. That Simon and Garfunkel song was no bueno.
Well, I mean, that was an option, but no. It's this. Hey, the condor. Whatever.
Some call him Uncle Mark.
Exactly. Yeah. Why is that your name? I don't know.
I'm an uncle.
Or just be like, ladies and gentlemen, the condor! Because you are too legit to quit.
Yeah, and you can't touch me.
So, I mean, we could go the opposite way and just hype you up. I don't fucking know.
I'd prefer ninja rap.
All right, so here we are on the fucking Winks. Okay?
Yeah, we're here.
Enough nonsense.
Okay, no nonsense.
All right?
Go ninja, that's, go.
That's like 72% nonsense.
Okay.
And the show is 90% nonsense, okay. So we don't want to waste it all up front.
Okay.
How was your week? How you been, buddy?
I've been okay. We got rained on. It was rain.
We almost had a tornado up
there. There's a tornado in our neck of the woods. It's tearing shit up. Got some rain. That's it. And, just living life. My best life.
Yeah.
Doing as best I can.
Yeah.
Dealing with the trials and tribulations of life.
Fuck yeah.
Looking forward every week to doing...
A Winks, yeah. A Winks. For people that don't speak gibberish.
I did have my girlfriend ask me a question about one of our shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's one of our loyal fans.
She is. She said...
Every week I can count on her.
She said, what the hell's wrong with you? Why couldn't you come up with what a grocery store was?
Well, that was cryptic.
Yeah, the story...
I feel like it was almost purposeful.
I had a brain fart, and
you didn't want me to know.
No,
you didn't want me to know.
I couldn't come up with
grocery names, like,
store.
Five different things, and you're like, just listen. he's getting too close to the truth.
Wanted to get to the story, and I was just like, I don't need to... Like, there was a place where someone made sandwiches, and there was food.
Yeah.
And
well, you gotta paint the picture. Where you are. You're in a fucking deli?
Well,
where are you? You're in a fucking chain store? What are you, it's a butcher shop? I don't know where the fuck you are.
Yeah, but okay. So we established that. So I had to live with that brain fart. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you could have just let it ride because I didn't know if it was an artistic choice or not.
It was not. No. Not as artistic as me saying harp last week for what instrument you played.
How did she feel about your flame out?
She laughed.
Yeah.
She knows I'm a nerd.
It's funny.
Yeah.
All of the pastrami.
All right. Mellow out. Everybody
that's,
mellow out.
That's a new Winks transition right there.
All of the pastrami.
All of the pastrami, please.
I'm such an asshole.
Oh, there's God.
No way around it. I'm just an asshole.
Oh, God. And he never saw her again.
Never went back. No.
It's fine.
So, Haley Joel Osment, huh?
Yeah.
Only, 3 weeks away?
Yeah, he's here.
This is big.
He's coming. June 4th. It's a Manic Monday.
Yeah.
And it's a Manic Monday.
He's going to be co-host off that. They charge about an hour. I'm shaking like a quick. Books get devoured. I choose to abuse, misuse, confuse. Competitors who think they're making up all the rules. Fools in the game, lame and insane. It's a shame I got to do it, but I remain ashamed, unchained. Those are some skills.
He's too legit to quit.
Well, he's going to co-host for me that day because I'm going to be on vacation.
No, I thought you were leaving later in June.
No.
Oh, fuck. Well, I gotta reschedule the interview.
No, don't reschedule the interview. Just have him.
Ever since the end of season one, right? I've been talking up the Mitt.
Yeah.
as I call him. His name is too long. The Mitt.
All right.
And the whole idea of getting the Mitt on was that you, me, and Billy were all going to be there to talk
for
to
a
him.
Visitor.
And maybe Barry. I don't fucking
know. Barry would have been great.
But as long as you, me, and Billy are there, I mean, like...
Well, Billy could still... Billy was the one who...
No.
Remember, Billy was in hysterics when he saw a little visitor get AIDS.
Billy's in hysterics. No, I can't. Billy's got an odd sense of humor, which is perfect for him. But, yeah, I'll give him a call. I'll give him a call. I got to reschedule. I can't believe this is getting pushed back.
Sorry, wait.
Man, when are you coming back?
I don't know, June something.
All right, so, shit. You're going to want to join us, McGonagall. God fucking damn it. You're going to want to join us.
July 9th.
July 9th, when I have Walker, Texas Ranger star, Holly Joel... What's
Holly.
His name?
Holly.
What's his name?
Haley.
Can't speak today, Kev.
Haley Joel Osment, a.k.a. I see dead people.
I'll call him. I got his cell from when we were
what
texting.
Do you think is like the better line, like as an actor, and you can gauge his performance? What was better, I see dead people or Walker told me I have AIDS? Which line do you
why
most
would you,
associate?
Why would you even ask me that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I know what I do. I know what America does, but I don't give a fuck about America.
I associate the
I know
AIDS,
what I do. Yeah.
AIDS kid, yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Haley. It's me, Jason. Yes. That's what I do, you know?
You're just super white.
Yeah. Hi, Hales.
Hales. Oh, my God. Tickle fight.
That fucking Mitt better get on my fucking wax. He'll be on.
I
don't know, dude. He's going to have to wear bugles on his fingers.
He's gonna have to howl at the moon.
He's gonna have to get down with Wink's traditions.
I think he'll ameliorate pretty quick. I think I used that word properly. Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
But.
And I'll give him an old school intro like I do. this is my thing now. Well, this is my thing this week, but you know, like, ladies and gentlemen, Haley Joel Osment, aka the Mitt. And then he could just put, like, bugles on his fingers and Tootsie Roll.
That music, it reminds me of one thing. It's like, I just imagine you walking into a gym for another intellectually disabled basketball game.
Let's, come on.
That's like the kind of music they'd pump up.
It was exactly what was going on.
Exactly, yeah.
But, I mean, they don't stand a chance. Winx knows I'm the winningest coach in special needs history.
Yeah.
That record still stands. That's a fact,
That's
motherfucker.
A legend. That's legendary.
Google it. That's a fucking fact. That's funny?
No, it's not funny. It's just, oh, God, the things we've gotten ourselves into.
Not a Downs kid stands a chance when I'm in the room.
Holy
okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Speaking of Downs kids, okay?
Oh, no.
I guess I could tell this week's first story.
Oh, please go for it.
First story. Whatever. It doesn't need a song. We've known this for a while.
All right.
This is the story of Lars and EO.
Lars and EO.
EO's real. EO is short for EO of Eoferds.
What?
Just call him EO.
Okay, EO.
EO for short. I-E-O.
I-E-O.
EO. In quotation marks around it. Quotation marks EO. Lars and quotation marks EO.
Lars and EO. All right. So two gentlemen. I'm assuming they're gentlemen.
Oh, God. I don't want to tell Winx, man.
Winx. Why would you bring it up? First of all, there's a guy named Lars. Who the fuck is named
Winx
Lars?
Winx knows I'm a terrible person from time to time.
We all are.
I'm not a terrible person.
but you've done terrible things.
That's a Winx slogan, too. This may not have been the most thought out thing. And of course, I mean, this should go without saying, but it took place when I was a younger man. Doesn't excuse it.
No.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it does. I don't know what you did.
The innocence of babes. But I wasn't that young. I was 11.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
It lasted in that time frame. Maybe younger. Whatever. I was a younger man. 10, 11, 12. Okay, Kev? All right?
Fourth, fifth, sixth grade.
Knock it off. That's right.
All right.
All right. Yeah. As Winks knows, I mentioned before that my father had one of those video cameras that hoists up on your shoulder and put the entire cassette tape in. And
movie magic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that thing was just sitting around. So, you know, as a young creative, which, you know, I am because now I have the podcast.
Yes, yes. A content creator.
Yeah, and I was in Jason's many plays. I played the trombone.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Winks knows I got a lot going on up there.
You were an actor, too. Lest we forget.
Yeah. Yeah. So I grabbed that video camera, and I decided I was going to make little shows with my friends from Hoover Road.
Okay. Sounds good.
The Hoover Road crew.
All right.
Well, the shows were for nobody and everybody at the same time. But one show occurred weekly, much like the Winks. But it wasn't on such a tight schedule. Okay. I didn't have McGonagall like moving it along or anything. I mean, we were bored.
Okay.
So we're making home videos, you know? But I wanted to make a sitcom. So I made a sitcom called The Misadventures of Lars and Eo.
Eo, okay. Lars and
Eo. I was Lars, and Mike was Eo.
All right.
And it was so wrong. We played two developmentally disabled gentlemen.
That was okay. It was okay at your age and at the time.
But why did we think that was funny?
Because
that's
it's
so
different.
Wrong.
Because it's different.
That's so wrong.
It's very wrong, but I wouldn't have done it.
Now, on camera, Eo had... not only was he mentally deficient.
Did he have physical ailments
as
well?
He was physically, yeah. Oh, he was physically inept. Specifically his arms, okay? He did the thing where you pull your arms in the sleeves and then put them out opposite and they flap to the side like this, you know?
Like little wings.
Yeah. And he said, I'm Lars!
Oh.
And Eo, okay, he had no arms. His arms just went completely
just
in
torso.
The shirt. Yeah, and he just had stubs. All right, that was.
Why didn't you guys have proper arms?
I don't know. We were just born that way, you know. God. You have to accept us for who we are.
Jesus.
And it was pretty much just about like the misadventures of Lars and his roommate Eo.
Like what? What kind of misadventures?
Well, one time they went to Hawaii.
Okay.
And they called it Hawaii. Because they weren't able to pronounce it. They said, we go to Hawaii.
Oh, God.
Those are the voices, okay? That's the voices.
Is that the voice of Lars?
That's the voice of Lars.
What's Eo's voice?
I'm Eo of Eofords. He was Eo of Eofords. He sort of like Robin of Loxley. But he was Eo of Eofords because he comes from a long line of Eofords, which are inbred developmentally disabled adults, which create more Eos, and
the
village they come from is Eofords. So he doesn't actually have a last name; he's just Eo of Eofords.
It's very very old school Britain there.
Yeah, it's I probably should have been committed to an asylum or something. I mean,
that's cool. That's not cool.
And it was all about.
It's cool that you had the drive to create something. You just totally.
Why did we take it?
Yeah,
there?
You took it to the really wrong place.
Two MR gentlemen.
You took it like the lowest hanging fruit.
Oh,
like,
God.
It only would have been worse if you guys got on your knees and pretended to be little people.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I could imagine it being worse.
But, Kevin, these videos were funny.
How funny
I wish
were
I could.
They?
I wish I could.
Do you still have them?
I don't know. They're probably sitting around somewhere in my parents' basement if they're not destroyed.
God.
The Misadventures of Lars and I wrote it on the side there with a piece of duct tape on the side
they're
of the
marked.
Tape. They're marked. Yeah.
So they were misadventures, not adventures.
Wait, because they never really like the Hawaii one. Like, Lars won a contest and he's like, "We're going to Hawaii." And Eo's like, "I don't know what Hawaii is, Lars. What's that?" And he would like smack him because Lars was like the smarter one. He'd be like, "Hawaii down in the South Pacific."
You know, you guys should be getting royalties from South Park. You're like Mimsy and Nathan.
We were the original Mimsy and Nathan.
Shut up, Mimsy.
With more physical deformities, I guess.
Yeah, you weren't just Down syndrome.
God, I really dropped the ball on that.
You really
there's a market for making fun of
special needs.
Special needs is what the term is, yeah.
You could have taken that ball and run a long way with it, now that I think about it. Uh-huh. You're, like, slapping him upside the head, like, kind of like,
He's in the South Pacific, yo!
You guys are, like, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
But they never made it to Hawaii because of the this is the misadventures aforementioned.
So you guys ended up in Philadelphia.
Well, like, they couldn't finagle how to pack a suitcase.
Oh, so you guys videotaped yourselves. Because
they're arms, dude. Oh. They're arms.
You guys videotaped yourselves.
In their apartment, my room.
Oh, my God. And it was just like you throwing shit into a suitcase and like falling over.
Come on, yo. We're going to Hawaii. You got to move faster than that.
Oh, my God.
The plane's leaving. I'm trying. Lars. And he would like pick up like clothes with his mouth. He's trying to put them in. God. I'm like, that's not how you do it. And I hit him. And like I'm trying to fold with my little arms, you know. Little arms.
God.
And then, like, you know, you get them all in the suitcase, but then you pick it up and all the clothes spill out. EO! EO! What are you doing? We gotta go! The taxi cab is here! I don't know how to pack it,
you
Lars.
Guys are like a high concept vodka. Like,
it would have been genius if it wasn't making fun of disabilities. I gotta use the right terms, man. There's so many terms.
There are a lot. Well, they've changed throughout the years.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I respect that population.
Yes.
It was more of a homage.
You coached them.
Right. Yeah. It was more of a homage. I'm not making fun. Okay? The humor was in them never being able to do anything
in
right.
In the relationship between Lars and Eo.
They could have been normal and still not able to do anything right.
Why Lars?
I don't know. The only 11, dude.
There's only... I only know two Lars. There's Lars Ulrich of Metallica.
Uh-huh.
And Lars, the camp counselor from Heavyweights.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's it.
Lars and Eo. And then it ended, every show ended with Lars and Eo in their apartment dancing. And the song would play in the background.
What was the song?
It goes, friends, what we talk about, friends. See you through to the end, everybody depends. Oh. On friends.
Oh my God.
Some people like to talk about you and me. Boom, 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 boom. Some people talk about this. Lars and Eo and you and me. And now we're gonna talk about chums. What we talk about chums. Pull you out of the slums.
You remember this?
Yeah, you know.
This is like a quarter century.
And then, like, I'd be rocking back and forth with my little arms, like.
I was just gonna ask if you danced like a normal person, or if you danced
best you could for someone with arm deficiencies. God. Okay.
God.
You don't make fun of that, okay? Some people don't have arms, okay?
Any listeners out there without arms, we're sorry if you're offended.
Oh, Billy would be... This is Billy's...
Oh, Billy would be chortling.
This is Billy's bread and butter.
Yeah.
But nobody ever called us out. Like, why are you guys doing this? You know, our parents
Your
just
friends
let
were
it go.
Cool with it, right?
Yeah, I guess. My brother would just be like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, God.
Making Lars and Eo. It's a hot app.
We're going right to the top like the Jeffersons. This show's going to be money.
What else? And then, you know, I decided to end the show. It had run its course. So for the season finale, I had to go out with a bang.
They died, didn't they?
Well, this was my opus. This was my Beatles' Abbey Road.
Oh.
Okay, it had to be beautiful.
Okay.
Had to end it on our terms.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
So I killed Lars and Eo.
I knew it! I knew you had to die!
Well,
I knew
of course,
it.
They're not coming back.
Oh, God, you killed them.
They died. There was a song about that, too. I don't remember this song.
Dead!
No.
You both are dead.
No, it was like, Lars and Eo not coming back.
You went for a ballad.
Say goodbye to your old fucking chums. And we jumped off a bridge is what we did.
How? Okay, did you like film this on location on a bridge?
Yeah, except that like, alright, it was more of a giant wall. It was more of a dam, if you will.
Okay.
And so like, when we jumped off the bridge, we jumped off the shallow end. Like, there's the part where the waterfall is and all the water's falling into the dam. And then the other side, where like, it's a 2-foot jump down to dirt. But like, we hid behind it, you know? Uh-huh. And then the camera cuts. And then we just throw rocks
and splash it in the water.
In the water and film the splash. This is how you win Oscars.
That's how I was conceiving this shot in my head actually while you were talking about it. I'm
right.
Like, that's how I'd do it.
Yeah. And that is what 2 12-year-olds did in the middle of the woods one day.
You had 2 special needs peoples committing suicide.
Uh-huh. Except that when Lars jumped first, Eo changed his mind. a la Romeo and Juliet,
yeah,
if
naturally,
you will.
Naturally, yes.
Not nice. I don't want to jump no more.
You make him sound deaf more than special.
He comes from a long line of Everts. Oh, how many family.
How many episodes were filmed?
I don't know. 10, 11.
There's 10 or 11 episodes of hijinks of this, huh?
Yeah.
Christ.
I not want to die no more on the bridge.
Oh my God.
But I can't live without my friend Lars because I don't have the key to the apartment. And then he just jumps. He just jumps and splatters into a million pieces. And friends. Well, we talk more on friends. The end.
This is something that would be on the Eric Andre show.
I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely up there.
Well, I got the market on it, and it's on here tonight. We cash.
Thank you. Come again.
Conky. Would you flick? You ate my muffin. Whoa. I'm sleeping. I still have sleep in my eyes. Where's my glasses? Oh, there they are. Oh, put on my transition lenses. I can't see the numbers though. Who's calling? Is it my estranged daughter Beth wondering how my nursing school classes are going? No, she hates me. Is it Steve looking for his next fishing trip? It's a mystery! Go for Bob! Well, Kev.
Yeah.
I hope you've got a story for the wings that erases the shame of my early life that I just put out there. Because, you know, saying it out loud, I said, what am I doing in my life? I don't know.
I think I have a silly palate cleanser for that one.
Okay.
Now, I've mentioned my brothers before, my two younger brothers.
Absolutely.
One, you know, I'm the oldest, and there's my middle brother and my little brother.
Wings knows.
I'm an average-sized dude. I'm like 5'9", uh-huh. 190.
Uh-huh.
You know, go to the gym.
Uh-huh. Wings knows.
My middle brother is about 6'3", 270.
That's quite a height difference.
Big MF-er. And then my youngest brother is about 6 feet tall, 210 pounds.
Okay.
We're all athletes, and that's the big thing. We're super uber competitive motherfuckers. Like, when we're doing something, basketball, tennis, golf, football, like, just even playing Scrabble, we will, like, just go after each other relentlessly.
As brothers
like,
do.
Yes, we like very tear each other to sheds. We call each other fuckface. You know? Yeah, that's what we do. You know?
And mind games.
So one thing, a few years back, there was the Nintendo Wii came out.
Of course.
Being the competitive assholes we were, we wanted to beat each other at every conceivable game or anything to do on that.
Right.
So what comes out? A very fun game from our youth.
Okay.
Mario Kart.
Oh, Mario Kart. Yes. Holy shit, a modern classic.
Yes. So, and of course, with the Wii, you get those plastic wheels. You put the controller in it. Control in the fucking car.
Yeah.
Dude, we had hours. We were like, hit the blue shell, motherfucker. Like, just like kind of hating on each other, going after each other pretty ruthlessly. That's what we do.
Pretty intense Mario Kart matches myself.
Oh, dude, it gets dirty.
I think everybody of our age probably spent a lot of time, wasted a lot of time if they weren't pretending to be developmentally disabled gentlemen.
They were
playing Mario Kart.
They were shooting red and green shells. Yeah,
normal kid stuff.
Uh-huh. So my little brother, he kind of is like the weakest mentally of us.
What like, does this mean?
We can prey on him and he'll crack easily. Like on the golf course.
Okay, all right.
On the golf course, he'll like hit one bad shot and we're like, you fucking suck. Like, and like he just like melts down and he gets angry. He'll like
break. You can't handle it.
He'll like throw clubs and shit. Like he has like the short fuse.
All right.
My middle brother, like he barely ever loses his cool. He's like Mr. Can pick up a bowling ball, hit a 300 game, no problem. Like just gifted. Whatever he touches, it's gold.
Right.
And then me, I just try really hard, and sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. I just try to have fun doing it. Yeah. So we're playing Mario Kart, and my brother, my littlest brother, keeps getting fucked up by King Boo.
Okay.
Like that big ghost goes, rah, 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 like a dolphin getting eaten out. Like, it's disgusting, disgusting sound.
Oh, he took it there.
He keeps getting fucked up by it, and then, like, my brother, my middle brother is Funky Kong is a character. He's like Donkey Kong, and he like likes disco. I don't know.
Okay. But he's like, I don't remember him.
So my little brother's like, fucking Kong, fuck you, dude. He's freaking out. So he loses like his 10th race in a row. And he gets up. He spikes the plastic wheel in the floor and goes, every time I play this game, I get fucked. Because he like, got hit by all the green shells.
Right.
So my middle brother gets up. And he does this. He does the crotch chop. He goes, suck it! And then he starts doing like this motion where he's jumping out of the room. He goes, yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes! And he jumps. And because he's so tall, he's going through the doorway.
Okay.
He jacked up his skull in the curtains.
Jesus Christ. He jumped right into it.
He blacked out.
He completely lost consciousness.
Yeah. We had to take him to the hospital, and he concussed himself. And I don't know what you're doing right there.
I'm just listening to your story.
Now he concussed himself
mm-hmm.
in like the most ridiculous way possible. And now I'm going to share a story that if either of my brothers are listening, that kind of is like the table setter for this one.
Okay.
This one was when we were much younger. I think I was a senior in high school, maybe a junior.
Right.
My middle brother was like, 13. And then... my littlest brother was about 9.
Okay.
So, one night we were playing Mario Kart. And, again, the little brother's getting fucked over. He's getting his ass kicked.
Par for the course.
Suck it! Suck it! Suck it! You know? And he's getting really mad. So, my middle brother, Dan, he just goes, I'm gonna go take a shit. I'll be back.
All right.
So, I'm like, oh, he's pooping. All right. So, we're...
Let him poop!
So, we're sitting there just...
Let him go!
We're watching the Yankees
poop
game.
Him!
It's a break in the game. It's breaking the action. So we're like watching a Yankee game. Just kind of relaxing. And he goes, I fucking hate Danny. I'm like, oh, all God. Right, dude. Just because you suck at the game, like mellow out. And he's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him good. I'm like, what are you going to do to him? And he goes, I don't know. And he goes over and he picks up an umbrella. And he like kind of marches out of the room. I'm like,
what is this?
What's he going to do? Is he going to open up the umbrella like the penguin and scare him or something? Like, what is this? Well, he goes up to the bathroom door with this umbrella.
Uh-huh.
And he knocks. So my brother, Dan, cracks it open just a bit to see who's there.
Because he knows something's up.
He just cracks it like, yeah? And Sean just jabs the umbrella in the door and hits him in the eye with it.
Oh, God, not again.
Yes. Right in the eye with
the
umbrella.
Oh, my God.
I hear my middle brother just lose his cool, go, what the fuck? Ah!
Oh, God.
And
he's so lucky.
So he was
no
taking
damage.
A shit and just gets poked in the eye with an umbrella out
right,
of nowhere.
Right.
So fast as a fucking shot, Sean runs into the room. He goes, I gotta go. He's gonna beat me up. He's gonna hurt me.
He's gonna hurt me. Yeah, he's gonna get
I'm
hurt.
I'm like, you deserve it. I know what you just did, you fucking idiot.
Yes.
Danny didn't even wipe. He gets he gets out of the bathroom. He just pulls his pants up, goes out, and he cornered my littlest brother. And just starts fucking walloping him with these big ham hocks.
Yeah, well.
His soup bones right into his fucking head. My mom's screaming bloody murder. You'd swear we were white trash.
Get off him!
Yeah, for a moment, we were white trash. I had to get it. I broke it up and everything. And Danny's eye, he's got like a little bit of blood in the corner. Like it didn't actually go in his eye.
I'm so glad he didn't get
hit like the orbital bone. But it was starting to like bruise around his eye because my brother turned into the penguin. So.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah.
So... It always got real with Mario Kart.
Mario Kart is like bad.
It always got real.
It's like a drug. Like we OD'd and bad things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was bodily harm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Concussions and
poked eyes and umbrellas while you're... Can you imagine, like, the mind fuck? You're sitting on a toilet. You're like, this is a good BM. Yeah. I think I'll be wiping soon. Yeah. Somebody knocks at the door. You crack it open. You get an umbrella in your eye.
This is why you never answer the door whilst pooping.
No, you just say, wait, I'll be out.
Exactly.
I don't know why he opened it.
Rock and roll, brother. On the winks.
I make a sandwich. I guess I could make a sandwich. Ish, Sam, Sam, ish. I guess I could make a sandwich. Sandwich Kevish, sandwich Billish, sandwich Jashish. I guess I could make a sandwich. Sandwich, cheese, mustard. I guess I could make a sandwich. Ish, Samish. I guess I could have one. Could I have a sandwich? I guess I could have a sandwich.
You're free now, kind bud. Go on.
Oh, I'll have the pastrami.
Well, Kev.
Yeah.
When women are little girls, they get told stories. They get read stories by their bedside about princesses and...
Princes. Kissing frogs.
Riding horses and what have you.
Yeah.
But, you know, every little girl's story ends. And so must every good winx.
Yeah.
And that's what you tell your daughter when you put her to bed.
Happily ever
every
after.
Every good winx. Remember, Mary... Every good winx must come to an end.
I know, Mom. I know, Dad. Oh, I'm tired.
That's the Tui voice.
Whatever. We'll wrap up this week's winx, I guess. Okay. I mean, it's been eventful.
I'd say so.
There's really nothing else
You really can't. I don't know how you're going to top a mentally challenged sitcom.
Well, I'm going to try my best.
All right.
With... Last story. Talking about last story. Fucking stupid, dude. All right. There's really only one thing I can do. I can't stay away.
Not for too long.
The only way I can top this is it's another Kuwitz hit.
Underwear. He's got a few pairs, 'cause Winx knows that Brian's downstairs. If he's exasperated, he'll throw a fit. It's another Kuwitz hit.
Well, yeah, it's like crack. You can't get enough, man.
It's all over. It's
but
all good.
You know, Winx knows my Kuwitz are limited.
Yes.
So they're gonna get less jawsome, I guess, as the time goes on.
Not enough life experiences with Shel Silverstein.
But I mean, Kuwitz's such a character. Oh God, Brian's stepdad. Like any mundane thing could just be like
hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I stay awake at night, racking my brain. What am I gonna talk about? Where's my next Kuwitz hit gonna come from? Why? I gotta call him, I gotta look up his number, I need him. I gotta get him in the mitt on the show. Quit in the mitt. I gotta get him on the show. Those are my only guests I want. That and Clarence Gilliard. Because I know I'm not getting Walt.
Love Clarence.
But, so I remembered a Kuwitz hit from second grade, because that's right in the Kuwitz hot zone.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm gonna call this one.
Drawing Scott Kuwitz.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Drawing.
Yeah. You know, I must draw you.
Was he like one of your French girls?
Come on. This is just the name of the story.
All right.
So second grade. Okay. Now, I guess it's relevant.
Yeah.
Because last week we did like a Mother's Day, a very special
Mother's Day story. Yeah.
I don't know when that was, but we did it. And with Father's Day right around the corner, what better time to bring this out other than Father's Day? But, you know, I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
Because Winx knows.
Okay.
We were tasked as young students in second grade with the assignment of drawing a picture of our fathers.
Okay.
Now, hear me out.
Yeah, I'm hearing. I'm listening.
We were going to have a Father's Day... Breakfast with your dad.
Oh, cool.
Downstairs in the school cafeteria from like, I don't know, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Your dad's take an hour off from work. They come have orange juice and donuts with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And hanging on the wall was going to be all the portraits we drew of our father. And they thought it'd be fun for, like, the dads to look up and, like, see which one they think is them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's me, you know?
Oh, God.
So, like, me being a budding artist, yeah. I'm giving it my all. Like, I'm drawing dad. I'm drawing dad real good. Oh, I'm going to make him look awesome. And I thought it was a really sweet depiction of him. I don't know. What do I know? You know, I was working on him. I'm shading. I got to get the shading just right. I look over three desks down.
Yeah.
Brian's hard at work, right?
Oh, Brian has two dads.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
But this dad's not coming. Mr. Steinberg.
The arcade owner. He's too rad.
Well, there was a period there where, like, he had no contact with Brian.
Oh,
they didn't really start talking again until, like, third grade, fourth grade. And then they had another falling out, like, towards the end of middle school. It's a tumultuous relationship.
Gotcha.
All of this was brought on by Brian's mother. Brian just went along with whatever. Like, his mother...
He's just a kid.
I don't know what the arguments were, but, like, she's like, you're never going to see your father again or some shit like that.
It got real.
You know, like, don't talk to him anymore. So, guess who's coming to breakfast?
Yeah.
Come on. Dad, do I got to go down to this Father's Day thing? Come on. Yeah, I got my good tie on. Do you have to wear a tie? I don't know, Dad. I mean, the kid wants me there. I mean, he's like a son to me. Okay? I love him as dearly as I love you and Paul.
Dearly.
Okay? I guess I'll go to the school. I mean, Jesus Christ. What do they think? That we don't need to make money for our families? We could just head down there for a box of ever-loving Krispy Kremes?
With his very, vague job that he
he's
has.
He's an accountant. I don't know.
He's a geologist, I think.
Looked like Shel Silverstein. That's all I can say. All right. I gotta put pants on. He had to put pants on, dude.
Oh, shit. That's real.
A struggle, okay?
Members
so
only.
My Scots is coming. My Scots is coming to the dad's dinner. Or the dad's breakfast. That's cool, Brian. So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to get the details on my dad, right? Brian's three desks down because we were in the same class. Miss Humphrey's second grade class. Shout out to Miss Humphrey's. She's long dead. That old bag was like pushing 60 when I had her.
Good God.
But shout out to any of the children I shared that classroom with. You guys know who you are. I'm friends with some of you still. So he's drawing away at Scott, right? He's got a lot of black going on for the beard and the Jew fro.
The fro.
He's got to get it just right.
Okay.
Oh, Joel, my Scots. He's going to love it. Do you think he's going to like it? Look.
He's going to love it.
I'm like, yeah, man. And in my head, I was a young dick. And I'm like, it's pretty fucking abstract. Jesus. Can't tell Brian this. But I'm like, I mean, my dad's drawing is impeccable. I mean, that doesn't even look anything like Scott's. Jesus Christ. But, you know, it makes Brian happy. Look at him over there.
Yep.
I'm such a condescending tiny
little prick. You pretty much were an artist at that point.
I had just gotten a sweet pack of baseball cards the day before with a Mike Schmidt in it.
Oh, that's
so I was on cloud nine.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Real. That's real.
So, whatever. You know, Brian's cute. Look at his little drawing. The day comes around, right? It's a school day, you know? Make the announcement over the speaker, you know? Go down class by class. Miss Humphrey's class, go down to the cafeteria for your dad's. Whatever. So you go down there. All the dads are there, you know. My dad's there, you know. We're drinking orange juice, eating donuts. We're having a good time. And he's like, all right, well, you say that some of these pictures are what you guys drew. Let me go see if I can figure out which one's me, you know. And then across the cafeteria, you know, I just let my dad wander up and down the wall there, you know. I see Brian and Kuwait over there, you know? And Kuwait's all animated, like, yo, arms flailing in the air, you know? Looking down at Brian. I can't ever hear what he's saying, but, like, his arms are just going, and, you know? And then I see him get up and go to the wall, you know?
Yeah, and he's going to check it out.
So my dad's like, is this one supposed to be me, Jace? And I'm like, no, it's not that one. I mean, should be pretty fucking obvious when I drew you. I mean, I'm a pretty good artist.
I'm a great artist, dude.
How do you not know which one's you? Keep looking. And I hear him over there. Let's see the drawings, huh? What did you do, huh? What'd you do, Brian?
Sucks up all the oxygen in him.
Yeah. Which one's me, huh? There he is. That guy right there, huh? No? It's not him?
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, what, you got my beard. There's only so many dads with a beard, right, Brian? Huh? Let me take this one down off the wall there. He's like, Dad, you're not supposed to touch him. Now, Brian, come on. I got to look at it so I can see. I mean, your mother's going to be proud of you if it's a nice rendering.
Rendering.
Oh, hi, this is your little friend, Jason. Oh, hi, how you doing? Yeah, we're downstairs in the cafeteria. We're downstairs.
Weird.
Yeah, whatever. So he's just so exasperated. Why is this guy always so exasperated? It's a simple task. You don't need to narrate your task, you know?
Nope.
So my dad ended up not being able to find.
Oh, that must have been shit.
Oh, man, it was heartbreaking.
Shit feeling.
I thought for sure, you know, it was a dead giveaway. And he's like, oh, I showed him. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess that looks like me. Oh, don't do me any favors, Pops, okay?
I guess.
And I hear, hey, Brian! Hey, Brian! Brian!
It just keeps going.
Hey, Brian! Where'd Brian go? Where'd Brian go? He's just asking strangers behind him. You seen Brian? You know, little guy, glasses. I don't know where he is. Got freckles. Where is he? Oh, there he is. He was right behind me the whole time. He's in the little, he's in the area there. He fit himself in a little cubby or something. I don't know. What do you got going on in this cafeteria? Hey, Brian.
No punctuation.
Never.
Oh, I love it.
Never.
Just a straight run-on sentence.
Hey, Brian, is this one supposed to be me? Yeah, that's right, Scott. That's the one I drew of you. You see the beard? And your hairline? No, you don't need to draw attention to my hairline. All right, Brian. Ah, everybody says, okay, keep your voice down. You have another cruller, huh?
Cruller.
All right, yeah, that's me. I can see it. You got the details there. All right, Brian, you got my sports coat on. I'm wearing my sports coat for work.
Patches on the elbow.
I got my briefcase. All right, Brian, that's good. Hey, that'll get you another cup of orange juice. Why don't we go over there and get some orange juice, all right?
Oh, man.
So he's like, he goes over there, you know, Brian sits down, comes over to me, like, now we left our dads, we're done. I'm done with you.
Yep.
You know, now you just want to hang
your
out with your friends.
Your dad disappointed you.
Well, yeah, yeah. And so a couple of us are like over there talking, like, did your dad find yours? Yeah, did your dad find yours? Yeah, I love donuts. Yeah, me too. You know? And so Brian comes over and he's like, well, Scott's found out which one was mine. I'm like, yeah, I saw it, Brian. Whatever. Okay? It's pretty cool, I guess. It's pretty cool when you can draw so well. Whatever. So then, Kowitz over there, right? He's at the table where they got the little plastic cups of orange juice. And he's trying to carry, like, just two. It's just two.
Yeah.
One in each hand.
But he doesn't have anything else?
No! It's just two in each hand. And he's like, hey, Brian, would you come get your juice already? Hey! You can see Jason's and your friends when you get home. Okay? Could you come get this juice from me? Brian! Hey, Brian! All right, you know what then? All right, no. He puts one of the juices back on the table and comes over with his. And he's like, this orange juice is delicious, Brian. His laugh he had. It was the laugh he did when he was like feeling sly, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
when
yeah.
He's like, remember when we were kids, Dad?
Oh, yeah, just like roller skates.
Yeah, Brian, this juice is good. I'm busting your chops. You know, I'm your stepdad. Oh, Scott, where's mine? I was calling you for like 75 minutes and nobody's answering me. You gotta go get your own juice now. I don't know if they got any left. Maybe they squeezed them all dry, Brian. I don't know.
Man, he's like in dick mode tonight.
I don't know. I'm calling you, but you know what? You want to act like your old stepdad didn't take an hour off of work to come see you. All right? You can get your juice.
God, he's guilting him.
And he goes over to my dad. He's like, these kids, huh? And my dad always had no tolerance for
Kowitz. Oh, he didn't dig it? No.
Yeah, he was like cordial to him, but he's just so short with him all the time. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and kids, they stuff their face full of donuts here, and then they just want you to do everything for them like they're at home. I mean, this is the breakfast for the dads. It's for the dads.
Oh, that's why he took umbrage with
it. Yeah, he couldn't stand that he had to serve himself and like call Brian over and over again.
Dad made pancakes today, and I foregone the pancakes because I wanted the crawler.
Yeah, know? exactly. So, I mean, that was it. You know, it's just another quick Kowitz hit.
He just makes me smile.
I just thought it was hilarious. that he showed up, first of all, and it wasn't Brian's real dad. Second of all, the scene he just always made. I mean, it wasn't a scene. Like, nobody was, like, looking.
Yeah.
He just blends but into, he blends into the background, you know? But
he just, like I was said, just always chews so, up the scenery.
Yeah, I was so hyper aware of him. Because, like, even at a young age, I say this all the time, I was aware of what an odd bird he was. Yes. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I'm like, you know, Brian's stepdad's weird, you know? I don't know. He never wears pants. He's always, like, yelling at him.
And this is something you should, like, check out. Like, give your dad a call and be like, yeah, you remember Scott Quinn?
Oh,
like,
tell me what he really remembers Scott Quinn. Oh, does he? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what he used to do. Like, just the bitterness in his voice. He's like, Scott's over there mowing his lawn again. About time or something like that. Yeah.
Still not wearing pants, got grass stains on his tighty whities.
Something, you know?
Yeah, tell your dad I say hi.
No, my dad hates you.
Fucking A. Love him.
On the wings.
No, it ain't that one. No, it's not that one. I mean, what, they got you drawing just like anything you want? Stop, there. Hey, Brian, yeah, that's it. What, you think it's funny to exaggerate my features? You got my big bulbous nose on there? I'm 42 years old. You try aging gracefully. You got my bald spot on there? Jeez, Brian, you couldn't get my good side? Hey, don't eat all them donuts. Save me a jelly one. Yeah, I'm coming over. I'm looking at my kid's drawing of me. Don't look at him like me, does it?
That's another flick of the wings in the cup, Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the wings in a cup.
Yep.
It's another thing they say out in South Korea. It's a common cultural expression. That's another wings in the cup.
I've heard it. Okay. The LPGA tour, you hear that a lot.
All right, let's...
All right, let's move on.
Let's not get started on the LPGA
Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Let's just move on.
God damn it. Well, there's only one thing left to do.
And that would be...
this week's Snapchat Challenge!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want you to take a picture of with Father's Day right around the corner.
Yes.
You know what this is. I want you to find a brunch with fathers and sons. They don't have to be picking out drawings of themselves.
Mm-mm.
But I want to see a father out bonding with his son. If you send me a father exasperated with his son and a still shot of him throwing his hands in the air because he just can't do it anymore.
I would love that.
I'm wiping the $2.99 a month fee. You're flicked in the cup.
You're in our special Welcome. Society.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, there's many benefits to being in the cup, Kev, such as?
The tote bag with
you,
right. Me, and Billy's heads in a circle around Chuck Norris. Yeah, the circle of trust around Chuck Norris. And then there's the shirt that has you, me, and Billy lined up in black suits and bolo ties at the casket of Little Visitor
paying
from Walker's Talk to Texas Ranger. But me and Billy were bowed solemnly. Your head is facing shirt. Your head is facing out, and
Jesus
it's going,
Christ.
Manic Monday!
Manic Monday!
And there's also the shirt with you with bugles on your fingers howling at the moon.
Yeah, like a werewolf. I'm changing, if you will.
Metamorphosizing.
You also get mini Winks pod blasts.
Yes, the 5-minute pod blasts.
5 minutes. Those are only for premium members.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you guys are longtime listeners, you know what the cup is all about now. Mm. I'll flick you in. Find me an exasperated dad.
Send it to Winks Nose Baby at Snapchat.
Uh-huh. Search for it. We're there. Friend us. Send us some snaps.
Yeah.
What else, Kev? What's the next challenge?
Someone being attacked with an umbrella. I want action.
Yeah.
Send it.
Absolutely.
Perhaps a throwdown in front of a Nintendo Wii console. Mm-hmm. That would be fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not touching the first story. You can come up with that.
Well, no, I don't know what you're talking about. The next challenge I would like is for people to send me a picture of a couple of kids playing Mario Kart.
Oh,
innocent,
okay.
You know, having a good time.
All right.
You know?
We sure are having a good time.
Yeah, I want to see some kids with the remote control. All
right.
You know, I don't know. Whatever.
If you see two people who may or may not have special needs, and they're struggling to complete a task such as packing a suitcase,
crossing a line,
trying to board a plane at Halali to any international airport. I guess it would be domestic. Hawaii's part of the U.S. Until it falls in the ocean. And for an automatic flick in the cup, Fee waves.
I need a shower.
I want to see those deformed limbs. Oh. Well, Kev, that's that's it, right?
I mean, yeah, that's it.
That's this week's Snapchat challenge.
Yep.
It has never been more abundant or clear to me.
Me either.
A statement has never been truer spoken. Other than, ugh, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddly winks with strangers.
Of Miami-Dade County, it is your right to know the names and likenesses of sex offenders living in your area. As a public service, we have created this videotape so that you and your friends and family can stay aware, stay safe, and maybe even have a little fun. Enjoy.
Touching my neighbor's kids again. What I did was not too kind, but I'm a nice guy, you'll come to find. I've got a backyard and a real nice pool. Y'all should come over for a barbecue. We can make some cold drinks in my blender, but do keep in mind that I'm a sex offender.
Vernon Douglas is my name. My battery arrest is what brought me fame. But there's much more to know about me. I love to dance and I love to ski. I zip and zoom on through the snow. Just strap on my boots and watch me go. But I can't ski until December. Till then I'm just a sex offender.
I'm Charles Dolan, dropping rhymes. I've been arrested 7 times. I know that sounds like a lot. 3 of those times were for vandalism. Feel real bad, I got caught. Might do it again, probably not. I'm not here to make pretenses. I'm here because of my sex offenses. I'm saying-